Good morning. I am in Costa Rica, and I'm staying at a fabulous luxury. I can't even think of like the the classification here. It's an 8-bedroom luxury suite, all inclusive, and it's beautiful, breathtaking, with beautiful rooms, full staff here with gourmet restaurants for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Private pools, you've got everything here, and you don't really need to go anywhere. So it's my last few days here before I head back to the United States, and I'm talking to a special guest this morning. Tell me your name.
Shelley.
All right, so Shelley has been, kind of sharing with me some of the, her background on why she came to Costa Rica. So Shelley, just kind of like, share why you fell in love with Costa Rica and what brings you here to Villa Bona Onda.
Well, when I first came to Costa Rica, of course, the weather, everything was beautiful. The waves were wonderful for surfing in the warm water, but most of all, it was the people being so approachable and friendly, and just the overall general vibe of everything Costa Rica, which is like best summed up, as they always say, Pura Vida. It's the Pura Vida, which is very obvious.
Mm-hmm. So explain to those people that have never heard of Pura Vida or know about Costa Rica, what is the true meaning of Pura Vida?
It's really just, it's just kind of pure life is the is the literal translation. And I guess it kind of best translates to just everything's tranquilo, like take it easy. Mm-hmm. It's all okay. Yeah. No worries kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And here we are at Villa Bona Onda. And Bona Onda, as I understand in Spanish, means cool waves. And it actually means like that school. And I can't think of a better place to kind of relax, kick back than Villa Bona Onda. So tell us a little bit about the accommodations here. What makes it so spectacular and so unique from some of the other accommodations that you find in Guanacaste?
I think most definitely, more than anything, it's the level of service that we provide, because it is only an 8-room. We technically call ourselves a boutique hotel. Mm-hmm. A lot of our guests say it fits more of a bed and breakfast mm-hmm. vibe because of the intimate and personalized service that we give. At only 8 rooms, and we have 12 staff members, mm-hmm. so it's a good ratio of staff to guests when we are a full house. It's about... We know you by name. We know who you are. You don't have to come and give a room number or sign anything. We begin our guest process with, when somebody makes a reservation, we immediately start contact with them to find out what their likes and dislikes are, things that they want to do during their visit. And so by the time they even walk in the door, we've already established a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how many people exit the vans and first give me a hug mm-hmm. because they feel like they already know me, mm-hmm. and I love that. But it's not just with me as guest services manager, it's with our servers, and they're really personable. We have a relaxed environment, mm-hmm. so it's not a yes sir, no sir thing. And so the staff feels very comfortable to kind of become your friend mm-hmm. while you're here.
And they truly were. I mean, during breakfast, our waiter shared with us some of his favorite photos that he took from this setting here. It was a mm-hmm. beautiful... sunsets, as well as like beautiful moonshot over the ocean, as well as some of the animals that he, just spotted here and took photos of. And he was so gracious enough to like email those to me as well. And I said, "Don't you need my email?" And I said, "Oh, I already have it," And so he emailed it to me. So it's just one of those examples where really, personal details really matters here.
Right.
And I think that just my observation here is just like, being a guest as well as a friend here as well. So can you tell us some of the, the amenities or some of the services that you offer here that people can find so delightful?
Sure. Well, at only 8 rooms, we do not have things like water aerobic classes mm-hmm. and the things that some of the larger all-inclusive resorts have. What we do offer is we have a complimentary beach shuttle service because we're on a hillside and a lot of people, you want to visit the beaches. So we'll shuttle our guests to 3 different beaches each day. We also offer complimentary Wi-Fi and international phone calls. And, of course, the 3 meals a day. Let's see. We do a cooking class with the chef that people are complimentary where we... love to teach you how to make Costa Rican style empanadas.
And I'm so excited because tomorrow I sign up for a class, and I've always been wanting to learn how to make empanadas because they're my absolute favorite. So I'm so excited because not only is he a chef, but he's a gourmet chef, and I'm hearing such amazing things. He's just tasting his flavors, fresh flavor profiles of his, fresh vegetables and the ingredients that he uses. I mean, I'm so excited for it.
An empanada in Costa Rica is different from an empanada in Nicaragua or El Salvador or Mexico. And, I'm not going to spoil any of the cooking class for you. It's delicious. Save your appetite.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to need it.
All right. Well, that's going to be my last little bite of Costa Rica before I head off. And it's only a 20-minute trip to the airport from here, so which is amazing. So I think that's the reason why I kind of organized this as my last days, because I just wanted to kick back and relax and be not very far away from the airport for that long journey back home to reality. What are some of the guests' comments that you receive here from their experience?
Again, above all is about the service and how they feel that the staff has become friends. Second would be probably location, the relaxed environment. Like I said, there's no loud, crazy music or anything. It's more conducive to relaxing by the pool and going and experiencing town and things. You can get your excitement 5 minutes away in the town and hear, the beautiful view. I would say those are the two biggest things.
And what what kind of things can people look forward to doing while they're in Costa Rica?
Now, where we are located is perfect for a ton of different activities. Everything, mostly the first thing I like to have people do is go have some sort of experience on the water, because we're located near the Papagayo Gulf. So we have beautiful year-round conditions, a ton of marine life. One of our most popular excursions that people do is a signature tour called our Private Hidden Beach and Barbecue Tour. When people go out, it's a private tour. They go on a boat with a captain and a crew, and they do snorkeling, stand-up paddle boarding. A beach barbecue is prepared for them on the beach, and they're out looking for dolphins and whales and rays, and it's just a beautiful day on the water. I almost insist people get out on the water while here. However, just a short distance away, we have many national parks, Palo Verde National Park, Rincon de la Vieja, and there are a ton of activities, zip line, horseback rides, hot springs, ATV, river rafting. I mean, no matter what you want to do, we have it in close proximity.
Yeah, I mean, you can do as much as you want or as little as you want here as well. Yeah. And I noticed that the lobby is just very conducive just to kind of kicking back, relaxing, snuggling up to a book, and then, and I'm just really struck by the level of service, as you mentioned before. I mean, just really an amazing level of service, and, anything that you can want, you can find here as well. It's located on top of a mountain overlooking the beautiful bay below as well. You've got two beautiful pools, as well as a bar down there as well. So you can have a drink. What's your favorite drink here?
Oh, I have to go with the classic Costa Rican chili guaro.
Okay, what's in that?
Have you had one yet?
I have not.
Okay, well, it can be served most commonly as a shot, but it can be also served as a cocktail, and it's cacique, which is a Costa Rican, I guess you say liquor. It's made of sugarcane. It has in it with some Tabasco, Fresca, limon. I'm trying to think what else, but anyway, it's mixed up, and then you with a salt rim, and that's why you would have it as a shot. It's delicious. Would you like me to order some?
Maybe a little bit later. It's a little bit too early in the morning, but I know it's 5 o'clock somewhere in the world as well. So thank you so much for chatting with us and for sharing your love and passion for Costa Rica and this beautiful setting that is the Villa Buena Onda. Did I say that right?
Yeah, Villa Buena Onda. Perfect.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. And Pura Vida. And follow my adventures with Pura Vida Ted with a hashtag. And stay tuned for more adventures from Costa Rica.